One reason the U.S. might be wary of talks with the Taliban is the group's history of repressing women. Even now, 7 years after the Taliban fell, Afghan women in the workplace are rare. One exception is Hosai, who has asked us not to use her real name. Hosai is a fuel distributor in western Afghanistan. This week, Hosai's business plan earned her a $3,000 award from the New York-based Business Council for Peace, or BPEACE. That organization recently brought Hosai and 11 other Afghan businesswomen to the U.S. for consultation and training. Their visit included a day at the corporate headquarters of Gulf Oil in Newton, Massachusetts. That's where I met Hosai. She was wearing a beautiful cream-colored suit and dark headscarf. I asked her if she usually dresses like this back home. Hosai spoke through her interpreter, Farida Parvanta.
You see me as I am in Afghanistan, maybe even sometime a little bit more makeup.
You are part of a group of 12 Afghan women here. You are the only one who is concerned about having any pictures taken using your real name. Why?
Since I live in Herat and I live in that environment and I have a family there and I am the only woman in this business and I just do not want my picture be taken for safety reason of myself and my family.
That family includes a husband and 5 children. Hosai is 38 years old and has degrees in chemistry and biology. She taught high school for 3 years. But when the Taliban forced women out of their jobs, Hosai opened a school in her home. After the Taliban were overthrown in 2001, Hosai recruited a couple of partners, borrowed about $80,000, and started her own fuel distribution business. She now has 18 employees, 4 of them women. Hosai says her company recorded a 30% profit earlier this year. I asked her how she went from teaching to delivering fuel to gas stations.
I saw a need in the market. I saw a possibility that I could import fuel. At that time, in Afghanistan, there was no electricity, there was no burning fuel, there were no factories, there was really not much. So when this opportunity came about, I thought this would be a great income for me, for my family, for my children, and also at the same time help Afghans have gasoline and someone there to provide the service for them. And it has been very profitable.
I'm still curious as to how you can do the work that you're doing when it's so hard and dangerous for women to be in business. How do you manage to do that and not draw more attention to yourself?
My own eagerness and my own interest in business was a very compelling force in what I'm doing. The reason I succeeded with all the turmoil and all the conflict that we have around me is that I have a great family support. My husband, my family, my children, my extended family, and that has been my pillar. Herat was a very safe place for a long time after the Taliban left. But past 1 year, it has become very dangerous again. And so there is no safety. But again, I emphasize that without my family and my friend's support, and of course the government of Afghanistan has been of great support for me.
What are you learning here as part of the BPEACE program and visiting Gulf Oil? Practices that they use here, would they work for you and for your company?
In Afghanistan, we are like wildflowers. We really don't have any guidelines or any training or any anyone to come in to teach us this. We have no knowledge, we have no education concerning how to start your business or how to grow. So BPEACE has been of a great help for me.
During a break for lunch, Hosai got a chance to meet with Gulf Oil CEO Joe Petrowski. She took the opportunity to tell him her views on the U.S. military involvement in Afghanistan.
Hosai feels that America has the most strongest power in the world. If they really want to destroy the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and then bombing from the same location every night, they could if they want. And she feels like they're really not putting an effort to do it.
be hard for me to believe why the U.S. would want to not kill Al-Qaeda and the Taliban.
I feel that America does not have a clear policy. If they had a clear policy, then this would have not happened. They don't know why, because she sympathized with the American government and with the Afghan government to destroy Taliban, not tomorrow, but today, at this moment, so they can move on and live a free and a peaceful life.
Joe Petrowski later said he welcomed the frank exchange with his guest and that he was impressed.
She's a woman in a difficult region of the world where even in peaceful times, women have not had the greatest opportunities to grow. And in the chaos that had been Afghanistan, and to some extent still is, her story is a remarkable one.
Hosai is hopeful the chaos Petrowski refers to will eventually settle down. She's been paying close attention to the presidential race here, hoping the next administration will provide her country with more assistance. As part of her visit to the Boston area, Hosai took a tour of a gas station in Worcester, Massachusetts. It's a busy 12 pump operation that also sells food.
I'm just wondering, how typical is this of a gas station that you would be supplying fuel to?
It's much smaller, and the capacity is, the tank capacity is much less than this. But it is kind of similar. Not as modern and as sophisticated.
Would you have, like they sell donuts and sandwiches and things like that here. Is that something that stations that you supply to would do, or is that something you're looking at perhaps suggesting?
Not as sophisticated, not as modern. Maybe a tiny little store, a couple candy bars, little chips or anything. That's about it, but as far as her concern, that's her dream, to have something of the sort there.
It's a dream Hosai will soon take back to Afghanistan. She's pledged to share what she learned about the fuel business here with other business-minded women back home. But right now, such networking will be limited to gatherings in Hosai's kitchen. That's not too different from the days under Taliban rule.